Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Sports City. It's your boy TP Tomlin back at the helm. Welcome to the Monday Night Sports Wrap Up. We got y'all. Well, y'all already know what to do about this time, man. I already look, Sports City. I'm gonna let y'all in to what we get into in the green room. We started to show off, right? When I get into a heightened argument, I got people sending me text messages, talking junk to me, talking this, that, or the third, man. I got so much to deal with right now. I'm feeling some type of way, man, as we are approaching. Yeah, that's right, because we're on the other side of the 15. As we are approaching the month of August, I can just smell the gridiron right now, Sports City. So you already know what time it is. I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside. The kitchen timeless is alive. Sports City, welcome back to the Monday Night Sports Wrap-Up, man. I don't even know how to start this one up. Like, I'm fiddling through. Well, you know what? I got a perfect song for right now. I got a perfect song right now. Here we go. Let's go.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Nation, pledge your allegiance. This job of season, all black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with their cylinders. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip of 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60.0 Hit up. Back to running circles round, niggas. Now we squared up. Hold up.
Okay. Slow down, hoes. The calling number is 917-889-9592. You got the next 60 minutes locked and loaded with Sports City. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but y'all are here with the chef. Man, like I said, Sports City, before I even got the call in, let us know we about to get it popping off in the kitchen. I got into a little heated discussion. I got into two heated discussions before we set this thing off. So let's get it on, man. Calling in by way of the state of Virginia, I have my co-host, my brother Tommy B in the building. Welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm doing good. Getting ready to watch this series in Chicago. New York and Chicago. Hopefully my next can get some help from Chicago. Hopefully. Plus, Todd, you realize we are 45 days away from hurricane football. I can't wait.
Well, you just like the hurricanes. I love the canes. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, you know, they appreciate the orange and green. You know, I love the orange and green. There's a difference. You know what I mean? I got a lot of people that think they hurricane fans, man. They don't love these dudes like I do. You feel me? Okay. So, how about?
Well, how are you doing, though, Mr. Powell? Anyway,
since the news came out
that your GM Terry Ryan has been fired in Minnesota.
Okay. See, he asked me how I was doing, right? This is the argument that I had in the green room, right? So he starts trying to pick on the Twins, right? And try to act like I didn't know what the hell he was going to say, right? So then he started laughing and smiling like it was first grade picture day. You know, so this is what I have to deal with. He tried to ask me how I'm feeling now when as soon as he came to the kitchen. Oh, Todd, guess what? I bet you don't know. I'm like, whoa, how are you doing today, sir? Like, why don't you ask me that? Well, I don't get the consideration to get those. So don't nobody ask me how I'm doing, how I'm feeling. He know I'm going through one of the biggest months I ever had in my life. He don't even care, man. He just want all sports out of me. He want all dishes out of the kid, but it's okay. I got him. I do. And this is the funny part, right, Tommy? I hope you're ready for this, right, Tommy? Because I'm actually gonna do this the correct way, Sports City. Now, this individual that I'm about to introduce coming into the kitchen, right? Now, this is my little brother. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta feel me. You got to feel me on this with Sports City. So I need like a warm welcome. Y'all got to be receptive to him. But not only is he my little brother, he also serves the country. He's a part of our armed forces, and he's out there taking care of us right now. So we actually are being, you know, I'm gracious to have him here in the building. But see, before we started the show, see, Sports City, I'm going to let you know what I go through, right? I'm going to let you know what I go through. While I'm in a big heated discussion with Tommy, I'm getting arguments with this guy that I'm about to announce to get in here. So here goes another Hurricane fan. He likes the Hurricanes. I love them, though. He likes them. I love them. But we have Logan in the building. Logan, welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
What's going on? Good seeing you. Been a while, so it's good to be back. You know, I usually just come on here to talk Hurricanes. If it ain't Hurricanes, I'll come on it when I can, listen, but...
Oh, goodness. Here, now, I'm getting double trouble, Sports City. Yes, sir.
You say you love the Hurricanes, correct? And we just like the Hurricanes, correct? Correct?
Ask him where his title is.
If I correct, don't we both have the U branded on our skin? If somebody is cowarding out and won't do it.
It won't show on my freaking skin. I'm dark skinned. Tattoos won't show.
Oh, no, see, that's where you're wrong. Because I know
I got a
$300
U piece on my back.
And it shows up.
Hey, you guys, it'll show up well. It looks good on you. It looks good on you. The tattoo don't signify that you love the team or not. I don't have any tattoos. I don't even have my father tattooed on me. How about that? How about that? And that's the only thing I've been really thinking about. Look, I'm not even going in comparison. Yeah, you two put the Kane emblem on y'all. I give y'all credit. Okay. They like them that much. That's how much they like them. I still love them more than they like them. How about that?
Yeah,
they,
okay.
They actually hear me in this kitchen arguing Kane. They don't come in here when I get into full-blown arguments with these dudes that be Florida State fans. Y'all don't come in here when I be in these debates. Y'all don't be.
Hey, shoot me a text. I'll call right away.
Look, I'll be having Gator people in here. Look, both of y'all came after
Gator
the college season
the
while I was in here. I was in here fighting by myself, even after we lost, still fighting by myself. Y'all
remember to watch
my
language, but the Gators, is that the team you're talking about, their butt hurt over our camp that we're running? And I think they just had two arrests also. This is all, like, very recently, like, within this week.
Yeah, Terry Cleveland. And the sad part was Mark Richt was recruiting him.
Oh, it was criminal mischief. That's what it was. I think they were firing a damn BB gun at somebody's dorm.
That's crazy. I just had a Skype call him, and he just left, too. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it 100% real. It hurts me to try to be the realist. I wish we could go undefeated out of the gate. I just want to have Rick start out of the gate better than what Golden started out with, and then move forward from
He's
that
going
situation.
To.
Because
well, they starting off very well. With
no, I disagree.
Right.
You
got to
look at the
defense. Two games. And then
all,
we lose another wide receiver, Lawrence Cager.
I agree there. I am worried about. I'm a little worried about the receiver position. But you got to look at that summer camp that we were doing of all the players he was bringing back. And you also got to the biggest thing is look at our defense that we're going to be running. Because I know damn well if you love the Canes like you say, you watched us last year and some years before, and you saw how we were on defense and third downs. It was horrible because we had no pressure at all.
Tommy, wait. Could you please answer that, what he just said, that since I love the Canes, what do I say about the defense? Don't answer how you would answer that. Please tell him what I've been saying about the defense, Tommy, and be honest, too. Don't leave me hanging. Please tell him exactly what I say about the defense.
That you're worried about the defensive line and linebacker because you're so.
Thank you.
Do you not understand, Todd? Look what we've got.
I know we got talent. Look, Tommy, I'm going to be real with you. This is how much I love the Hurricanes. Of course I want to see us run the table. Of course I want to see us go undefeated, get back to a national championship game and redeem ourselves from what happened in that bullcrap game up against Ohio State, right? But the one game that means the most – hold on. The one game that means the most to me – hold on. Yeah, exactly. It's Florida State. And I want to be a realist because I love football. I love football. If we can't catch Dalvin Cook, we're in trouble. If we don't got a linebacker to shadow, if
God,
we don't got a linebacker,
we have
a coaching
staff that's not gonna let him beat us this time. I'm telling you,
Tommy,
he may get 105. He may get 100 yards.
Tommy,
he's not break. He's not breaking in long runs.
Tommy,
yeah,
we
I
had
do
a third
agree.
And,
with
we had a
13
play, and he cracked the 70-yarder. He was doing that to every team he played last
year.
Yeah,
but who are our coaches? Wait. You got to take a step back. Who are our coaches, man? Like, come on. You saw the mediocre lineups, some of the way those plays were ran. It was ridiculous, man.
And you
absolutely
look at that, Todd.
Man.
The two long runs that he ran against us, he stepped out of bounds, and on the
I got a good question too. So that what did you say was it? Was 3rd and 19? You said
it was like a 3rd and 13, 3rd and 15. I knew
running a 3-4. I bet you $100 we were running a 3-4 and didn't get nothing, nothing.
Okay,
that's how it always
was. Hold on. Okay, so you're helping me. Come from where I'm coming from. If we got four freaking linebackers on the field and can't nobody shadow this dude? We got four linebackers.
You got to look at the coach you said was too, Ty.
If it wasn't Denzel Perryman, honestly, Denzel Perryman was just a gift. But other than that, you got to remember who was coaching those guys every single day, all day.
Okay, so now you lose a linebacker too. And still think that they're going to keep up with a junior running back with his chip on his shoulder because he's from the Miami area. Like come on.
I bet you.
Look, he watched.
I'm almost 100% positive that Dalvin Cook don't put up more than 110 yards this year.
100 what?
110. He don't put up more than 110. You got to give credit where it's due. Like, if you're Miami
we
or whoever
we
you are, Dalvin Cook is
I hate
talented,
to be rude
man.
Like this. Sports City, I don't do this at all on air. Y'all know for the 7 years, we're going on 7 years that we've been working, I don't do this. Logan, we'll talk about that wager off air. I won't do that on air. I'm scared of him. I'm scared of him because we got to close those running lanes. And two, if we got a linebacker in that core that can keep up with him, I'll feel satisfied. Right now, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'll tell you this much, too. I'll put it out there. I will put it out there in July right now. We beat them by 14 or more points.
Yep.
Plus, Yerby, Walton will rush for a combined 150.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
that's
something I'm scared of. I'm scared of our offensive line this year. I know we got a great coach compared to what we had, but I am a little worried about our offensive line. Definitely.
That's
and,
the 150 between the two.
For at least 430. He will light that team up.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they did lose Ramsey and them in that back end. That was big for their pass defense, Ramsey and them in that back end.
Well, what sucks, too, I know it doesn't apply to the Florida State game, but Sam Bruce is freaking suspended for two games.
Yeah, but we don't need him for them two games, really.
I agree.
Florida A&M
I agree, but
and Florida
little
Atlantic.
Right there.
Yeah, well, we don't really need him. I mean, is death? Yeah, I mean, we'll need for the death since we lose Kaiser for the year. But that's gonna hurt. That's the only thing I'm worried about is the death. The first two games,
exactly.
Especially if Cooley, I'm really expecting a big year for him. But he's got to stay healthy.
The big thing too is, you know, I'm diehard Miami fan. I absolutely love my team. I've grown up that way. However, you know, when it comes to just being realistic and not delusional, no matter what team you love, we really didn't play that well last year against FAU. When you really look about, I know we don't have the same coaches. However, we really did not play that well. Even though the final score was 44-20. It was a very close game until I think fourth quarter is when we started pulling away. Miami team that I've been used to watching this whole time, you have like these mini heart attacks every play. You have to have this heart attack moment.
Right. I'm with you 100%. Believe me, I know exactly what moment in time in each game we play. But
the biggest
that,
thing that
me,
I hope changes,
I feel like that's the theme of Golden. Golden, okay, we all
exactly.
know the legacy of Golden. Golden is a former tight end coming from, you know, dink and dunk type of football. They weren't really even taking big shots when they had opportunities to do that in his whole tenure
right.
of him being in Miami. Like, we took shots, like, every three games. You didn't tell me that at the point in time when they had Philip Dorsett, nobody in college football could keep up with him. He dropped three passes in Notre Dame, and we barely took shots at him. Like, barely.
Yeah.
We watched him in senior year get, what, like six touchdowns. Like, you mean to tell me any coach at any venue of football that has a receiver that could run a 4-1? I'm not talking a 4-2, y'all. This is faster than Randy Moss and this is faster than Chris Johnson. Dorsett runs a 4-1.
Honestly,
the
biggest way that I could break down the team that I've been used to seeing for maybe the past, what, I don't know, maybe 10 years? I mean, more than that. It's just like it's nothing but a bunch of excuses. It's always last-minute stuff. You know, we have this amazing gameplay through first, second down, and then it's like third and 15, and we blow it every single time. And there's always an excuse for it. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, you got stupid mistakes. Oh, my God. I know we both, all of us remember the penalties last year that were absolutely killing us. You know, the best way to dumb it down is we had a close game with Duke.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I'm not trying
have,
to
if
beat
we didn't have those,
like
those,
I said,
the,
I'm really realistic, man, but we did not beat Duke because there was that block in the back in the beginning.
We got the W, but there was a block in the back. We beat them. Sales officials tried to give them that game. They called in two pass interference.
I agree. The pass interference. Yep. I agree.
They would have never got down there. There was no proof that that quarterback got in that end zone.
I definitely agree 100%. But I'm honestly hoping, because of Mark Richt being such a great quarterback's coach, I really hope Brad Kaya has, like, a ridiculous breakout year. I'm just worried because of his receiver options.
I think you will.
Well,
I'm glad Mark Walton's back, though. Let's get on that. That Mark Walton
situation
is nuts.
This is the year that Berrios is supposed to step up. Since they call him the West Walker 2.0, I want
to
see him
have like
elite
a Devin Hester special teams here.
Right.
He has
like,
the potential.
I need to see something like that. But hold on, we do have a caller queue that I want to get to. Well, let me get the caller in queue before I keep going. Calling in via Skype. Welcome to the wrap-up. What's your name? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on, family? What's happening?
What's
Tommy?
Going on, Pat?
I hear you, Tommy. I hear you.
What's going on? We got a member of the armed forces on here. Yes, sir.
Okay. Much respect to the member of the armed forces.
I appreciate it.
I couldn't do it. But I admire those who do.
I do. I appreciate it too. But you don't understand. This dude gives me hell on a day to day basis.
That's neither here nor there. Stop.
Wait, you don't care about me. That's neither here nor there.
Tell him.
You guys are right. You guys are right.
Take
this is what I go
off.
Even on air. We're on air. And this is how I get treated.
If you understand he's a military person, then it stands to reason that you should know that they don't deal well with the male persona who likes to do the hula hoop in the grass skirt. It doesn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
You can't do that.
Now, you can show respect for the courage, and you can have admiration for it, but don't sit in the background with the hula hoop on at the luau, and you want to shake the grass skirt, and then you want to cry friendly fire. Oh, why me?
Wow.
No. But with that being said,
No, can I get wait, hold on, before you keep going, right? Can I get my side of the story before everybody want to plead defense for him? See, this is the
Tyrone,
problem. This
please
is,
get
oh,
your
wait, wait, don't cut me off.
Man.
I didn't cut you off. I'll let you do what you needed to do. I'll
no,
let you say
no,
everything
said,
you needed to
please.
Do. Look, look, hold on.
Please.
Wait, hold on. I didn't cut
get
you off. I didn't cut you off. Can I talk?
Man.
I just want to be heard.
Yes.
I just want to be heard.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All.
Yes.
First
yes,
off,
sir.
First off, you don't even know the dude. I know him. You know what I'm saying? He come for me late night. Like middle of the night talking junk, you know what I'm saying? And it's my king brother, so he a hurricane. So this is by blood. That's like blood. You see what I'm saying? And you ain't never been to a luau. I've been to Hawaii, so I know what a luau is about. And I don't do that dance and stuff. I can't do that. Okay? I've been to Hawaii.
So you're telling
cool
me
cool.
I've never been to a luau?
You never
is
been
that
to
what
Hawaii?
You did? Is that what you did?
You never been to Hawaii though.
I haven't.
Nope.
I've been to the Pro Bowl, Negro. What are you talking
in
about?
Miami. The one in Miami, right? The one in Miami?
They don't have a Pro Bowl in Miami.
Yes,
they did
have it in Miami.
One year, Pat.
I've
yes,
been
did.
To the Pro Bowl, old school, back in the
okay.
day of Dan Marino,
okay.
Kenny Stabler,
okay.
Jack
listen,
Tatum.
Listen, I'm not arguing
Austin
with y'all all day long. Is this what I have
going?
To do all day?
Should
I
keep
is this
going?
What I have to do? Do I have to do this all day?
How you gonna tell me?
I already competed with them. Wait, time out. I already had to compete with these two before the show started. Now you come in now with 3-on-1.
No,
this is what it is?
It's not 3-on-1. It's not 3-on-1.
Yes, it is. You know what?
You took me off of what I really wanted to talk about, and what I really wanted to talk about was. Have any of you guys ever coordinated a defense? Meaning you coach football. Doesn't matter what level.
I coached football, but I wasn't the coordinator.
I was going to say,
coordinated a defense?
I've coached football, but I wasn't the coordinator. No, I wasn't, but I did coach
okay.
football.
I've coordinated a defense to defend a base. That's about it.
Okay.
It's out of my area.
I've coordinated defenses in football on a few different levels. And here's the thing that gets lost in that whole translation. You got certain on your team that are just absolute monsters. Then you got certain guys who are just very good players. Then you got certain guys who are middle of the road, and you got certain guys who couldn't cover you with a blanket. And a lot of times what happens in relationship to what you guys were talking about earlier in terms of defenses in lieu of the Miami Hurricane is that you had a rush of talent that was coming through in Miami in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And you have to look at the surrounding schools. You got the University of Central Florida. You got Florida State, which is in Tallahassee, I believe.
It's Trailer Cats.
You're being funny.
Okay. You got Florida State, which is in Tallahassee. You got Florida, which is in Gainesville. You got Miami, which is in University of Miami, which is in Miami. And then you got these little offshoots of schools. University of Central Florida, University of South Florida, and those are all near the Georgia border. So you got all these Georgia kids, South Carolina kids. Wait a minute. Hear me out, Tyrone. They're crossing the border. Right, because they're not getting the scholarships to Georgia. They're not getting the scholarships to Tennessee. Alabama, Auburn, they're not getting those particular scholarships. So they can go to UCF. University of Central Florida. They can go to the University of South Florida. They can go to those little enclaves, and then you have this crop of all these great athletes that are just blooming. And here's my point. When you talk about these defenses and how you construct them, you have to, there's tiers of players that you have to look at. You might have a player that's on the bottom tier, but he just does one thing really good. You have to find a place for him. You have to, once you recognize what he does really good, you have to find a place for him. So,
yeah, but this,
Miami.
This is what I'm.
Okay.
This is what
go
I'm
ahead.
Specifying. Like, I understand what you're saying. That's a talent, because I'm not even going to lie. Like, there's like 3 to 4 states in the nation that have heavy talent. I hate to look at it, but it's like this, but it is. It's Florida, it's Texas, it's California, and Louisiana. That's where a lot of the talent and a lot of the college areas come from.
Don't leave Georgia out.
Yeah,
boy.
But Ty.
Don't leave Georgia out.
Hold on.
No,
all
the area by itself, nobody can touch it.
Right. Oh no, no. I'm just saying where a lot
of
the pool.
Florida area is loaded. We could just
let me finish. I didn't even get to my point yet. Can I get to the third sentence of my point, please? I didn't want to get to the third sentence of my point. What I'm saying is,
this actually
hurts me to the core to actually say this to be a diehard Hurricane fan. The past 2 coaches that we had down here basically watched all of that talent go elsewhere. Watch all of that talent go elsewhere. If Golden would have been running the show in Miami, Duke would have stayed. And I know that personally. I know his mom.
Yeah.
Duke would have stayed if Al Golden was not there.
That's confirmed 100% from his mother.
Duke could have crushed any ACC Miami Hurricane record possible. Could have crushed it. He went to the league, and he's expected to do well this year because Cleveland's saying that they have a couple of packages for Duke, even though I don't want them to overuse him, but I wouldn't blame him because he's a hell of a talent. Picture, last year was supposed to be his senior year in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So looking at a talent like Duke Johnson, who could potentially been a Heisman candidate if he didn't get hurt, or led away from that situation, now you got people looking back at Miami like, Mark Richt is proven, even though he never won a national championship like that. It's like a lot of these kids are like, well, shoot, he had Gurley, he had Chubb, he had running backs do their thing and hit the mainstream screens, you know, at a national level. And knowing that the U is a team that everybody sees every Saturday. Every Saturday they see them, whether win, lose, or draw. A lot of you're going to love us or you're going to hate us. So now the situation where this is going to take, like I said, and it hurts me to say this and more, this is going to be like a 2 to 4 year rebuilding process. If Rick could come in there and make them.
No way.
If Rick could. Hold on. If Rick could come in there and make these guys 10-2, 11-1, I tip my hat, applaud them. Of course, I want to see him go 12-0 or 11-1. I would love to see that. But I got to be a realist. And plus, I got to. Just like Logan just hit on, I got to see how this defense looks out the gate. I got to.
Exactly.
I got to.
Well,
a lot,
and the way
a lot of teams.
Team
hold on. Wait. A lot of teams in the ACC. Look, hold up. A lot of teams in the ACC was making that defense look like Swiss cheese. Both in the pass defense and in the run defense.
Nick Saban owns the SEC. He owns the Southeastern region.
I'm not talking about the SEC. I'm not
talking
about the SEC.
That's where Miami is.
They're not. They're in the ACC. They're in the ACC.
I'm talking about conference. I'm talking about geographically.
Okay.
Alabama is in the Southeast. Miami is in the Southeast. Nick Saban owns this region of the country. You cannot out-recruit him. You cannot upstage him. He is the Phil Jackson of college football. He's the red hourback.
Bill Jackson,
football,
I like that.
Man.
I like that.
So, I got to say this. So he owns the South, right, Pat?
Yep.
What you're saying.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Okay, so you explained to me how Georgia stole recruits from him that was supposed to be so good. Marvin
Riggs
was there for what?
Can,
3 months
is,
before recruiting. Took Dan Bruce.
Right.
Took
Lamar
Richardson. And three other players that flipped on him and headed to South Beach.
All right. Here's the answer to your question. Who is playing for the national championship consistently every freaking year?
I don't care because I'm Miami.
Consistently every freaking year, Alabama. So
hey, I got something to say real quick, though, since we're talking about Miami, if you don't mind.
I hear you, my man. But what I'm saying is, just to answer Tommy's question, you can steal this recruit. You can steal that recruit. You can steal this quarterback, running back, linebacker, defensive lineman. At the end of the day, when it comes time for the national championship, what is the one team you can count on to be there? Alabama. Get all the recruits you want. At the end of the day, when it's time to pony up the chips and say, all right, we only got two teams left, arguably, who's one of those teams? Alabama.
All right. Now in saying that, he lost a lot of talent this year. He lost a lot of talent out of Tuscaloosa this year.
And so he got fouled this year with three players being arrested already.
That is a topic I have written up. That is a topic that I have written up.
And watch his ass reload. And people wonder how the fuck he did it. Watch him reload. Watch Alabama be in the top five halfway through the season. And the other half of the season, going down the line, they're going to be ranked number one or number two. Watch.
I think I just got something
short. They do it every year. They do it every year.
That's because
the
NCAA wants them in because they're a cash cow. They're the money team.
Conspiracy? Tommy, it's a conspiracy? Really?
Todd, did we not hit this already last year for the bowl season?
We did. I'm actually pulling up their schedule right now. I want to see how they fare against.
Hey, I got something to say real quick, guys. Please.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
They hooked up with somebody, but after that, they play nobody non-conference.
Hey, real quick, all right, before y'all start going crazy again, because I'm just listening and laughing now. But I just wanted to give a huge shout-out. I know he's not probably listening right now, but I just want to give a huge shout-out to freaking Randall Hill. Randall Hill contacted me 2 days ago. I got a call, and I didn't know the number. So I answered it, and it was Randall Hill. And he was just thanking me for my service and giving me a lot of future recommendations after I retire in about 16 years. And if you guys don't know, he's actually doing big things right now, pushing to go to Congress. He's doing great things with his future. So I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to Randall Hill and show him my appreciation for him continuing to strive to better himself and do great things. He's a great person. It was a great phone call conversation. He is a great person, like class act, great person.
Yeah, he is.
Of course.
I've talked to him here and there. One of my favorite wide receivers to come from the university.
Well, I'm cool with the thrill, too. And if it wasn't for the thrill, we wouldn't have the NCAA looking at us the way we do, especially when he pulled the pistols out against Texas. If he wouldn't have pulled them damn guns out,
you know what? You can't blame him for that. Blame Texas.
He was going crazy in that game. Yes, I do. Yes, I do blame him in that game because they couldn't catch him. And every time he scored a damn touchdown, that's every rule in the damn rule book is because of him. Okay? It's because of him. So that's why all these
I have a question.
So I take you, you've never seen the 30 for 30, Ty.
I've been seeing 30
for
30.
Whoa.
Because he says it. If you would have caught what I said. You can't blame me.
I have a question for Tommy when we get a moment. Actually, it's a question for all of you guys. All of you.
Okay, and after you get this question, and I want to talk, okay? I want to get more than three words in, and be able to say everything I've got on my chest, okay? Jesus. I'm holding it and can't speak.
Okay.
It's terrible.
All right. All right. Who's your prediction for, if you had to predict right now, who would be in the college football national championship game? And I'm going to go on record right now because I always know this is the safest bet. Me being here in Georgia, being in the hotbed, being affiliated with Norcross High School, which has five current NFL players, four NBA current players. They pressing them out like license plates. All I say is, I can guarantee you, Alabama is going to be one of those teams. Who do you guys predict will be in the national championship game come January?
Wow. Not Alabama, honestly.
Okay.
You're going to make me say
teams
that I don't want to say.
Good Lord.
You're going to make me say teams on here that I don't want to say, man.
No, I'm a USC fan back from the 60s.
He is.
Don't get it twisted.
I can attest for that.
I go
way back.
Yes.
No. I got you. No.
I forgot
I
USC had a football
that.
Team, man. Damn.
With that being said, well,
look,
USC
is
dangerous this coming year.
Look. Okay. Well, since you say, wait, Tommy. Since you say that, and Pat, since you want to be so slick, you so much of a brother Trojan. Can you guys beat? Look. Hold on, brother Trojan. Can you beat Alabama out the gate? You guys start the season off against them.
No.
Week one.
No.
Why not?
No.
You scared to death?
No.
You scared to
because,
death?
Because no, it's not that. It's USC is going through a transitional phase. So even though
Miami's been doing that for 10 plus years.
Right. So even though you got to look at what transpired in that whole fallout. Now, can they show up and upset Alabama on a given day? Yeah, they can do that.
You're at a neutral location. You're at a neutral location. It's not even in Tuscaloosa
I will never bet against Luke Saban. I'm sorry. He's got the blue.
Hey,
card.
I
got
to throw something in there real quick.
He's got
off topic
Luke
as
Saban.
Hell. It's really off topic. Really off topic, but the Dolphins signed Arian Foster.
Okay, slow down. I'm getting it. Look, if you guys would have came in swinging that damn. Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
I was hoping my ring was
on. Hold on. I have all of this written out. You guys came talking Miami before I could say any damn thing. Like, what's happening? This is absolutely terrible. Look, okay. First and foremost, Pat, you already give up on your Trojans already week one out the gate.
I'm not giving up on them. I just
look. Listen, Alabama. Hold on, wait. Alabama doesn't have their quarterback. They're running with a first timer right now. Their running back is gone. Derrick Henry is gone. They have a whole new backfield right now. They have a whole
matter.
New backfield.
You know
it
what?
Don't
I'm gonna help Pat out. I've got his Raiders in the playoffs.
Oh,
USC wins the Pac-12 this year. They are loaded. They get almost everybody back this coming year.
That's
I'm telling
true.
You, USC is going to be dangerous.
Oh, my goodness. So you being a Trojan fan, you're scared to pick them against Alabama?
In the first game of the
field.
Season?
Alabama ain't proven out of the gate either. You know what I compare this to? This is similar to what 2 years ago when Ohio State played Virginia Tech and everybody thought Ohio State was going to flex on Virginia Tech and Virginia Tech beat the crap out of them.
Hey,
nah,
you know
I'm
what?
Being
one than
I'm
that
being
guy.
Logical, man. I live
exactly.
in SEC country. I live in SEC country. I've been here for 15 years. I know how these guys get down. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
you not if USC can get them, they got to get them in that first game. Chances are,
right,
if they're going to win, it's going to have to be this game. But
listen,
with that being
you live in,
said,
listen, wait, but you live in SEC country, but you acting like California don't take football for real. You acting like USC don't got a legacy.
Oh,
they
please.
Do, but we're talking about Alabama, man.
Tyrone.
And
you
lost
it
3 years ago.
Tyrone.
When West Virginia should have
so
beat Alabama.
Come on, man. You're being disrespectful, Tyrone. Come on.
If USC can work that passing game. Look, they can't run. I don't know too many teams in college football atmosphere. Hold on, because I'm going to get my words across now. Look, I don't know too many teams in the college football atmosphere that can run against Alabama. USC don't have to force the run. USC is a passing team. The last time they ran the ball, they had Reggie Bush and Lindell White. That's the last time they was a successful running team. They are pass-second offense.
And what's
Alabama enforces the line of scrimmage, point-blank period. You try to run, they're going to smash you. I didn't think the way that Leonard Fournette was running the ball last year, I didn't think nobody could stop that boy from running the ball until I seen Alabama play him and force them running lanes and shut them down because they don't have an ounce of passing. If they had an ounce of passing, they would have beat – hold on, wait. If they had an ounce of passing, they would have beat Alabama, beat them.
Even Clemson got caught.
Clemson got caught in the same thing. Once they stopped passing, started to run, guess who won the game? Alabama. They went back to passing the ball at the end of the game. They tried to make it a game. Game over.
I applaud the Pac-12 for playing the SEC because what they're doing is they're fostering a new rivalry because the SEC gets all of this love as being the best conference in college football, even though I would debate that, not in the sense that they don't turn out really good players just from top to bottom. I would debate that. So I really admire the Pac-12 for stepping forward because given some time, the Pac-12 will supersede. Because the SEC plays a particular style of football that we all know. It's a run-dominated conference that relies on defense. The Pac-12, formerly known as the Pac-10, has always been a pro-style type conference. Always. That's why Pac-10 quarterbacks always go in the first round. More than any other conference. Always. If you are a starting quarterback in the Pac-12 and your team does well, you will get drafted in the first round. Period. That's just how it works. Now, with that being said,
Let me ask you a question. I want to answer your question before you go any further. You said who I see as my preseason. This is my preseason national championship, right? This is what I'm going to do? As you said, right? As you want, right? Preseason national championship?
Okay. Who do you see?
Barring injury, which I know can happen, if Deshaun stays healthy, Clemson will be right back there. I think Sweeney will have these boys charge up to get right back there. That offense can't be too far off. If he stays healthy, he's a monster. Believe me, that game Clemson up against Miami got Al Golden fired. That offense got Al Golden fired.
Don't remind me.
Break period. Look.
No, the team quit on
Yeah, but
Al
you
got to
remember
that's
the defense
there
was
right.
too.
Oh, hold on. It hurt me to the point just as much as it hurt y'all, too. But I got to be honest. Once Al Golden, that first drive when Kaya and all of them just looked flat, stagnant, get him out of there, then they got Kaya out of there, it was over. Now, the second piece of this puzzle is how I see things panning out in the Big Ten. I don't know whether to sway toward Michigan, the way that Harbaugh is loaded up, because Michigan is not playing around. If they can beat Ohio State, I think they get a national championship. If they don't, Ohio State will probably be right back there again with JT Barrett. I see a JT Barrett, Deshaun matchup.
Do I get to do mine now?
Go ahead, Tommy.
I'm going the shocker. I think USC. Because I think they run the table after they may lose to Alabama. I'm not really, because like I said, that wide receiver core that they've got in USC is loaded. Boo Boo. And, I mean, they got that Smith boy back. They run the table after that first game. I don't think USC loses another game unless they come out and they play stupid.
They have a couple of teams in that Pac-10 to worry about. Excuse me, I'm dating myself. The Pac-12 to worry about. They do have a couple of teams out there to worry about.
Give me one. Who? Oregon?
Oregon's always a threat. But they have to stop somebody. Oregon has to stop somebody. They're always a threat, but they have to come up with stops. They cannot continue to score 66 points a damn night and always think they're going to win scoring 66 damn points a night, even though that's tough. But no, I'm going to tell you another team to watch out for. You told me to tell you. You just told me to tell you. Wait, did you tell me to tell you? Yes or no? Maybe. Just because I like the quarterback's name. I like the quarterback's name. His name, it pops out to me. I love it. Do you know the quarterback's name from Texas?
That right offhand right now, but something tells me his last name might be Powell or his first name's Tyrone.
His name is Tyrone Swoops. Tyrone Swoops. So.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That's the same thing I said every time he scored a touchdown. Look, so.
You can't even throw 10 yards.
Okay. You haven't seen Tyrone Swoops play. Look. I'm going to give it to you before, but I want to think about the teams in the Pac-12 before I let you go. UCLA is a team they need to worry about. They got to worry about Stanford every season, every game. And don't forget about the Wildcats, because Arizona still is a stud team coming out of that Pac-12. I keep saying Pac-10.
Arizona's an upset team, honestly. Arizona always brings out surprises.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to worry about the Wildcats out there. You got to. Even though I respect Rich Rodriguez, it's just something about him. He has some games that he could have that offense storming, and then it'll be a game where you think Arizona's going to come out and play, and it just come out flat. But it could be that game where they could uproot USC because USC is playing good football at that portion of time in the season. Pat, you can go ahead.
All right. My preseason national championship game is a rematch. USC
both of them?
And Alabama.
Oh, from the start to finish. Oh, I like that.
So he's
going
like
to see
USC runs the table.
After they lose.
No, USC, I'm really hoping I don't jinx USC.
Look, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that from him, at least. Not you, Tommy. But if USC gets back in that championship, you know he's going to be right back in here talking that crap. I don't know. USC cannot get that.
Hey, you know what you guys are sleeping on is USC has to go to Utah. Don't sleep on Utah, man.
Yeah, but Utah lost a lot of pieces from last year, too.
They lost too many players, especially on that defensive side of the ball.
They lost a lot of pieces from their secondary. Their secondary was helping them score. Not only was it Travis Wilson that quarterback, but that secondary was scoring. That helps them.
Who was the running back they had that Denver got?
What's the gentleman's name that's a USC fan? I'm sorry.
Patrick.
His name is Pat.
Yeah, Patrick. So I want your opinion on something, your honest opinion, of course. No bias. What do you predict Miami's final schedule to be?
The Hurricanes?
Yes.
I see the Hurricanes going 9-2, possibly 8-3.
I can definitely agree with that. I honestly think we're going to struggle at Notre Dame. obviously Florida State, and then low-key, I think we're going to struggle at Virginia Tech. Because if everyone knows about history, Virginia Tech Stadium is ridiculous.
No.
We don't got Duke Johnson there. Hey, man, I'm being realistic. I know what you're saying. But think back. Hold on.
Have you ever been to Blacksburg,
hey. I got the stage right now. Listen, let's be realistic. Think back at the last 10-plus seasons, and you got all this hype, and you're going into a game, and you're like, man, there's no way we lose this. And what usually happens? We come out and lay a dud on every side of the ball. And that's for 10-plus seasons, man. I'm just being realistic. All right.
I'm going 10-2, but we start 7-0. We run – we don't – we go 7-0. Going into the Notre Dame game.
That's a very high expectation. I'm excited for our defense to see how we do against at Georgia Tech's triple option, because we've never really had any serious issues with it. So I'm anxious to see how our defense plays out now that it's a new style defense. I'm anxious to see how that plays out against the triple option, honestly.
Well, Mark Rick's used to it at Georgia. He played it every year.
Exactly.
So.
No, but it's not even about Mark Rick. It all goes into our linebacking core. What, 2 years ago, we couldn't do anything with that offense. They beat us. Then last year,
because the defensive coordinator had him 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, right, yeah, the linebackers were getting
the line up.
That kid Lackey was killing us. Killing us. Look, if that linebacker core play, and this is the big portion of the season, if they can take care of business week five through seven, Georgia Tech, Florida State, and North Carolina, I feel like they are fine. They if they can get out of it, that's a rocky road right there. If they can leave that thing unscathed, there's a potential to run the table.
Yes. I've been to Blacksburg. I go every year in Miami there because
I meant to say that too, Tommy, I meant to say that too. Look, yeah, Blacksburg may be tough, but this is the first season without Beamer ball. Frank is gone. The whole atmosphere changes. That's been the same
thing
for the past
29
years.
Whooping on them.
Wait a minute.
But you got to remember, too, real quick, Duke Johnson had more yards than the entire Virginia Tech offense combined when we whooped the hell out of them in Virginia. I know y'all remember Duke Johnson's game when we were at Virginia Tech.
Me and Mama Duke was right there beside each other.
And that man was absolutely amazing.
Does Miami play Georgia? Yes or no?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
I thought I heard that. All right.
We got Georgia Tech.
Like I said, they can get out of.
We got Georgia Tech.
They got to get out
of October 1st.
5, 6, and 7. Week 5, week 6, and week 7. If they can get out of that unscathed, they have a potential to run the table.
I definitely agree.
Mark my words. If they can get out of
it,
who are the teams?
I'm not worried about it. Notre Dame lost a lot of pieces, too. Notre Dame lost a lot of
teams. Who are the teams week 5, 6, and 7?
It's Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia Tech.
They're not going to be Florida State.
Yeah, we are.
I think we will be Florida State this time.
Wow.
Florida State, then Miami, and we got
that,
a whole new staff and everything. I actually have
funny.
A little bit of.
He's at home smiling right now, Sports City. Believe me, he is.
They're not going to be Florida State. Nope.
But you got to look at the schedule, too. So these games consistently, it's at Georgia Tech, then we got Florida State and North Carolina, then we're at Virginia Tech and at Notre Dame. So you look at that, like, Florida State, North Carolina, at Virginia Tech stretch, you know, I'm trying to put Georgia Tech aside because we usually don't struggle with them if we don't play, like, I'm not going to say that word. But when you look at the Florida State, North Carolina, at Virginia Tech, at Notre Dame, that's where I think we probably get our two losses. Realistically, that's where I think we're going to get two losses.
Well, look, let me
I don't know if y'all remember North Carolina last year, but they whooped the hell out of us.
Right.
Was it like
59
to 20 something?
Yeah. But North Carolina couldn't win the big game.
No, but
that's when their quarterback scored and threw the U upside down.
Marquise Williams is out.
I want to punch him in the mouth.
Marquise Williams is gone.
I'm not worried about North Carolina this year. I'm telling y'all this
right now. Exactly.
Do not worry
that quarterback
about
is gone. He's what killed the Hurricanes because he was scrambling, taking off. His responsibility, his defensive responsibility, wasn't on him. He was scoring whether
is
he was
Ryan
running
Switzer
or throwing
gone
the ball.
Though? You remember Ryan Switzer, that dude that
yeah,
was a little
I remember
receiver.
Ryan Switzer. I watched him play in high school up here in West Virginia. Trust me,
sleeping
personally, I know him. I don't know him personally. I've watched him play in high school. If you hit that SOB, he will quit. He's a baby. He does not like being hit. You hit him hard enough, he'll quit.
That was a miserable game. Let me throw that out there, man. That North Carolina game was miserable.
I'm trying to tell you, that
kid
Williams
in the third quarter, man.
The kid Williams is what killed
falls.
Him.
Freshman year punt returns, his record falls. Sam Bruce breaks it.
No, honestly, if we can get better special teams coverage on the offensive side, I think Braxton Berrios can have a really, really, really great year. I really
I'm
like Braxton Berrios. He is extremely talented.
I'm tired of hearing that.
You're crazy as hell. You have not
watched Braxton
if you're going to say that.
No. What I'm saying, he needs to show up. I'm tired of watching him play a quarter and a half. Where is he in the fourth quarter?
It's not him. It's the
what have you been watching? When did the coaches even play him?
When
did you see the coaches playing
him?
Like I said, I need to see him. Want to get
you
out
You can't
here.
When you got Al Golden on the side of the ball, you won't see him.
That's true. You got a point.
How many times last year did you say with not only Berrios, but how many times last year did you say, why the hell is he going to the bench, man? He's doing this right now.
That's exactly why I'm saying that. No, and then you made me put two and two together and came out with Golden.
Like always.
Okay, I apologize for that. As soon as you made me think about who was calling shots, it's like, damn. Okay. Watching that situation. And it'd be the same dude watching Stacey Coley go to sleep in the game, and he's dominating them. Like they can't
now,
keep up with
hey,
him.
Now, one thing about Coley. Coley had he had amazing moments last year. However, there have been times where he just decides when he wants to show up. I will say that. Coley is ridiculously talented, but it depends on the Coley that shows up to the game.
I talk to him. So it bothers me because I don't even want to egg him too much and be like, yo, man, what's going on, like, later in the game? Like, get more than those six catches in the first half. Because he'll have a six-catch, 111 yards first half, and he'll finish the game with seven catches. It's like, wait, hold on. You just had one catch in the second half, and couldn't nobody in that secondary stay step for step with you? Like, I don't get it. But then, just like Logan said, you start thinking, it's Al Golden on the sideline and him limiting Kaya's, you know, arm and not letting him let the ball fly. So all of that comes into play in that situation.
I don't know how many times I cursed at my TV and said, why is he coming out of the game right now after he runs?
Or after whoever runs, like,
a 40-yard run, you know, Mark Walton would just disappear from the game. It's like, why is he not in the game? He's on fire.
Coley has to have another good freshman like he did his freshman year. His freshman year was unbelievable.
But he's actually the man this year. Instead of his freshman season, he's the man this year. So
hey, I got to show up. Curious on
this
you guys'
sophomore
Tom,
year, he had
Tommy,
personal issues that going on. His freshman
Tommy
year,
and
sophomore
Todd,
year.
I want you guys' opinion on something. Who has a better year, Mark Walton or Yearby?
Yearby.
Walton.
Yes, that's a good topic right there, man. Like, you got to think about Yearby last year, and you got to think about Walton. Like, they were both, honestly, very consistent running backs. But I think the thing about Yearby is he's way more of a powerful running back. Yearby's yards after carry compared to Walton.
This is why I go with Walton. Yearby's already seen all of these defenses one or two times over, and he's still above 70, above 80.
The thing about Walton is he's more deadly on the special teams, too.
But Walton has only been in the league for one season. He's only been in the college atmosphere for one season and did that type of damage and had the season cut short on him. Think about how he's going to be ready next year, especially sharing time with Gus. Gus is in the picture. Now you got
Yeah,
Gus
I can't
here
wait
too.
To see him play. I can't wait. He's,
like,
he's a great running back.
Yeri's gonna be to me. I think Yeri's gonna be
like
a step back.
Like
they
spring game, watch out.
They're not gonna feature Yeri starting that way. If they do, then I want to see how this works out. I don't think, especially the way that Rick says it has been running the ball in Georgia. I don't think he goes to Yeri to start off the season in the backfield. I don't.
Now, the realest question of all, because y'all know what I do for a living, I'm trying to coordinate taking some leave, you know, getting some vacation time. Who's going to Miami game this year, and what game are you going? And I prefer it being
okay,
Miami.
Okay, well, this is how we're going to wrap that conversation up, and we are at the end of the show, too. But this is how we're going to wrap the conversation up. Let me ice the cake for these dudes that like the Hurricanes, right? I'm going to the Florida State-Miami game.
Ooh, I'll go to jail if I go to that one.
It's in Miami. You're fine. You're around the family. So you're fine.
Still go to
We're
jail.
At home. We're at home. Why? Wow, you can't. You're fine.
That's code word for I'm going to get fucked up. And
no, he'll be fine. Look.
Oh, I'm going to get.
This is what I'm hoping for, because the person that actually hooked me up with the ticket to go, because he has season tickets, he told me notably that Michael Irvin will be meeting up with me there, so I can't wait to see Mike. Even though Mike and all his issues and I couldn't stand the Cowboys, I would love to meet Michael Irvin, though. So that's why I'm really going to meet number 47 when he wore that orange and green. So I want to see Irvin, because that's going to be big.
Talking about Michael Irvin, I can't wait to his son come watch his son, Michael Irvin Jr., on the field.
Right.
See what he can bring.
So that's the game I'm going to, Logan. I don't know what time. I think
I'll
Tommy may end up going to that Pittsburgh game, huh?
I'll try and coordinate the best I can. But you're going to have to keep me on a damn leash.
In Miami, I'll be at the Vitek game, Virginia. I'm trying to see about the NC State game at NC State and App State. I'm not sure yet.
All righty.
That's pretty cheap. That's cheap. And see, the Florida State game, that is the weekend of Columbus Day, so I get that Monday off, so that's why I'm not really sweating it. I know I can do it. All I got to do is just get the – so I was told, just get the South Beach Tire in the game, and we'll be meeting Mike Irvin. I said, okay,
I think
no
me
problem.
And Ty going to a game, though, we're going to spend more time giving each other hell than watching the game.
I know. See, and that's what I'm talking about, Pat. You just heard what he just said on air. Wait, Pat. Pat, you just heard what he just said on air, and you took his side. This is the dude that defends us, and
you
always –
you can't blame me, Pat.
Gratitude to think, I can't blame him. I can't.
Well,
okay.
Tyrone.
He's not even a Thunder fan anymore now that Westbrook's not big on
you. Advanced warning. You have to applaud a person.
Look, he comes in his camouflage and everybody picks on me. Look, he comes in his camouflage and everybody picks on me. This is bullcrap. This is bullcrap. Not even fair. You haven't even seen him in person. And don't
go back.
Kid X.
Hey,
go
you guys got Ty on Facebook?
On
I know y'all got Ty on Facebook, right? Do you guys have Ty on Facebook?
Yes,
yep.
I do.
Go ahead and search the last Oklahoma City Thunder post he had before Durant and them left. I'll wait.
Hey, Ty, go back and put on your
turquoise. Wait, hold on. Let's help him. Since he helps us, what does that have to do with anything? Let's help him. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just talking. It is the truth.
See, exactly. See, Pat, and then you wonder why I end up with an argument with this dude, because he's just starting a fight to start a fight. Just want to. Look, we are at
it's
the end of the show, people. No, that's not love. That's not freaking love. I don't know what that is. That's anger.
Hey, it's cooking in the kitchen, right?
That's anger. No, I nobody's cooking, damn it. Okay? nobody's cooking. Nobody's cooking. Okay? I'm tired of this crap. Now,
hey,
like
I do
want to
say, I don't know what the topic is going to be in the
wait.
Show, but I appreciate you guys letting me on here and getting to rant about Miami, because that's all I have time to really focus
right.
on, unfortunately.
That's not even right, because I had a whole show ran out, and I didn't even get to one damn topic. I got caught up in the ACC, SEC, Alabama, Miami frenzy,
and had Arian Foster to chip in the ball. And I got a table for the cookout tomorrow. You guys are terrible.
Hey, Chris Tillman retired too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, so that's more icing on the cake for tomorrow that I didn't even get to. I didn't even have a plan to talk college football. I didn't. And got caught up in the storm. Caught up. Jesus Christ. Sports City, let me tell you, these dudes are off of the hook, all three of them. I got somebody in Missouri, Georgia, and Virginia. All three of them are nuts, and they all tied into me. That's the worst part. That is the worst part about the madness. You even hear this. He actually serves the country. He starts talking about Durant and the Thunder. Where did that come from in the middle of July, people?
I don't know. Just when I scroll on Facebook, I see all these posts about meet this and Thunder that, and ever since Durant threw up the deuces and now Westbrook's about to throw them up, I ain't seen a thing. All I've seen is some cute little blue tuxedo trying to match my car and everything, man, you know.
Oh, my goodness. This is terrible, Sports City. They put my personal business on the street. They put my personal business on the street. Look, I don't know what to say because he's a Heat fan. Look, I don't even come to pick with these people. I don't. I don't come on air. I don't talk about the Ravens like that. Matter of fact, I actually came and encouraged the Ravens. You know, at one point a Ravens fan said, you know what, we're not going to win another game. I said, yeah, right, you're a liar. I bet you they win another game or two. What happened? And next week they won. I was like, I need an apology. Then I got a Raiders fan came for me on air talking junk about how the Lions ain't going to do this with the Raiders and do that. I'm like, chill, man, because I don't want to.
Wait. The Lions got
hold on. I'm not talking about you. Hold on. I'm not talking about you just yet. You will get your portion of the dish here at the wrap-up, but you could take this with you to go, a matter of fact, on the wrap-up. Look, I didn't say nothing about the Raiders until we won, and I was looking for people, and I was like, where did my little Pat go? You know what I'm saying? I didn't see him for a little bit. Now I have Excuse me, because you was already defending him. Now I got to do it by myself. I get to take on everybody by myself. I get to do this by myself. Look, then I got a Miami Heat fan, right? He loses LeBron. He simmers that talk down about the Heat. I don't say nothing about the Heat. I don't say nothing about people talking about they bandwagons up in this out of third. Now they just lose Chris Bosh because of health issues. I don't even pick on that because that's serious to me. I know people that have blood clot issues, so I don't pick on them.
I'm not a Heat fan.
Here we go.
Wait, people.
Then the Wayne Pax is back and go to the Windy City. Then I hear last night, I'm a LeBron fan.
Exactly.
Really?
I've been a LeBron fan since Turkaloo was playing for the Magic and he shot the game winner in the Cleveland Magic series playoff game, man.
Listen to this dude freestyle, man. He freestyled better than...
Quit being salty, man. There ain't no need to be
salty. I'm going to call him. Listen. Whenever y'all hear Logan come on air, and mind you, he protects us, so that's why I got a little bit of respect for him. But this dude be freestyling like his name is Meek Mill, okay? If y'all don't know who Meek Mill is, he's from Philadelphia. He's a rapper, okay? And that's
Meek Mill.
Right now, okay? Okay? Now, I need a plug, close out, shut it down from all of you. We went extra because people are acting extra here at the show. I didn't have an inkling to go college football, and here these dudes going college football heavy. I have a topic. I have topics written out. I didn't even get to none of them.
Hey, college football is where it's at, though, right?
Jesus.
It ain't about the money or politics or nothing, man. It's just dudes chasing the dream, and that's why I love college over NBA and NFL.
I don't know what to do anymore, Sports City. Let me get these dudes out of here because I swear I try. Sports City, I know y'all know I be trying, but I have to deal with all of these personalities trying to mold my way through this situation and dealing with each and every one of them. From Tommy talking junk. Tommy came and said he already started the show wild. Logan came in here coming in wild. And then you got Pat defending the soldier. Like, how do you do that? He's supposed to defend us. He don't even defend me.
I better see y'all next time, too. I ain't done yet. We need to have a 3-hour show to even get warmed up.
Oh, my goodness. Look, you're not coming in here talking that college football like that. I know that much. You and Tommy trying to coordinate. Y'all probably did that off of here. They probably did that off of here. They see each other's tattoos and turn into a damn action hero or some shit.
Well, hey, me and him love Miami, man. You just like Miami.
No, you like them. You like them. Look at. All right. I need a plug code.
See, I love the university because I don't turn my back on another team like somebody does. Or somebody in this kiss is a two teamer.
I support the university
from all sports, women and men.
Hey.
I don't turn my back on a certain so-called team in DC or here.
Hey, when I was giving a basketball at that time, I fell in love with the blue and gray. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Let's make something clear. Who is he accusing as a two-teamer?
He's talking about me.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Those shoes fit. I wear size 14. Those shoes fit. I wear size 14.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Those shoes fit.
But that's what I was telling you, Elite Eight in basketball.
We'll see how fast Ty jumps on the bandwagon.
Okay.
I seen the Patrick Ewing and Reggie Williams and Alonzo Mourning and the Kembe era fell in love. I'm sorry. I fell in love. I wasn't too thrilled with what was going on in South Beach on the hardwood. I'm sorry.
But it's not a right thing to dislike LeBron.
Is that what you are?
That's what he's trying to say. That's what he wants. I claim the truth. I ain't gonna lie. I love Georgetown basketball. But in college football, college baseball, I throw two hands up. That's all I know.
Technically, Ty's a three-teamer because he roots for the University of Tennessee in women's basketball.
Okay, and I love Pat. Hold on. So he wanted to call me out for that. Okay, fine. Those shoes still fit. Those shoes still fit.
They fit real well. Don't leave my university.
Look, I love Pat. Look. That's the only coach I like when she yelled at her players and her players came out and won. That's I didn't like Coach K when he did it, but it was something about Pat Summers that did it. Plus, I live right here in Connecticut, so everybody. Geno this, Geno that. I need to see somebody compete with Geno. No other coach in college basketball give Geno fits other than, God rest her soul, Pat Summitt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only coach I see that could mess with Geno. Other than that, Geno slapped girls around. Whoever will come out here and think they can shoot the ball, you can forget it. Okay.
So you're a three-team retirement?
Even farther extra. I'm supposed to be closing the show up, man. Look at you guys, man. I'm arguing with three dudes. This is terrible. People, if y'all listening and y'all downloading the show on iTunes, knowing what y'all need to do, y'all come in here and support your boy, man. I'm actually going up against a U.S. soldier, y'all.
So you're a three-teamer?
I'm not buying it. Okay, I need plugs and close out for each of you. I'll start with you first, Pat. I'm not dealing with all of this, Pat. Just know that I got every last one of you back, one by one, okay? One by one.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody on the show. Great show. I loved it. A special shout out to my man that's in the armed services that takes a lot of cojones to sign up for something like that. I can't do it, but even though I have my feelings about it, I respect everybody that does it. So much respect in that regard. And Tyrone, Tommy, big shout out to you, my man. You always keep it on the straight and narrow. And now that I know that Tyrone is a three-teamer, he can't ever talk shit to me again. And I'm out.
Okay, you stay put to put my clothes on. Don't you move. You stay right there. Don't you hang up the dog on phone. I'm not playing. Logan, you already know what to do. Plug, close out, shout out, anything that you like to promote as we shut it down here at the wrap up.
Oh man. Just big shout out to you guys. It's great to have a good time. You know, good debates with great sports. You know, everything seems stays fun and it's not, you know, it doesn't get all personal. I had a great time, you know, it was a good hour and what,
hour and 17 minutes of my life. You know, I had a good time, and, you know, I really appreciate you guys' appreciation for my service. However, keep it on the low. You know, I did sign the paper. You know, I did make the decision to do so. You know, I do appreciate it. And like I said, big shout out to Randall Hill. He's a great person. It was really great talking to the guy. And I tried to get my father on the show. Big Miami fan like me, he's got a little bit more time on his hands, so he's got a little bit more knowledge than myself, or he's just more up to date. I'm trying to get him on the show next time it comes on. But it was great. It was great talking to you guys. I appreciate it.
You don't move. I'm not done with you either. Tommy, you already know what to do.
Yeah, good show. Thanks for serving the country, Logan. Thanks for coming on, Pat. Love to talk. Can't wait to talk more college football. Keep it up, Cubbies. Beat the Mets so my Nationals can go up big and have a bigger lead. I look for that head put it out since the whole Westbrook thing got out. Watch him be traded before the season started. Wouldn't be surprised if it was Miami. They've got the money they can give him. I can't wait. 45 days away till football season. Let's go.
Sports City, where do I start on my closeout, right? Because all three of these dudes just got real reckless on their closeout, right? I got Pat worried about teams I follow. I got Logan talking about how personal that it shouldn't get, but then he talked about the suit I just put on this weekend at Sports City. And then I got Tommy, my own co-host and brother, talking about Westbrook getting traded before the season. Like, they really want to see, like, my heart in pieces or something. Like, they want to see, like I put a post
no.
up there. They'd rather see you, man. Hold on, I don't cut you off. I'll let you do whatever you needed to do and stay in your clothes out. Now, I told you it's my turn. Don't do nothing. Don't move. Don't you hang up. Look, now, here goes the crazy part, right? All three of them see me put that post up and said they'd rather see you down than see you happy and upbeat, right? All three of them just came in here and did their thing, including Tommy talking about I'm a three-teamer, knowing I'm dealing with Pat Summitt to death, knowing that Tommy just did a show with me talking about Pat Summitt is the coach. He didn't even call her the coach on Air Sports Today. If y'all think I'm lying, y'all can go on the archives and hear how he was preaching for the same situation. He even got emotional about the situation because of the team that I support. See, I love my team, Sports City. They like their teams. It's a difference. It's a difference. But see, this is what I go through, man, trying to keep it real on air with people that feel some type of way about their Raiders, feel some type of way about their blue Mustang, even though my blue was a little sharper. And of course, you know, here go a Ravens fan just trying to just separate my team because things ain't going right in the Capitol with the Wizards. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blogs. The chefs will be right back here tomorrow, 7 p.m. with the cookout. I've got a whole bunch of topics that I was supposed to get to today, Sports City. But, of course, I get a Florida-bred brother of mine and a West Virginia-bred brother of mine to start talking hurricane stuff, and I turned into a gremlin, too. I don't know what to do. And Pat, well, you know Pat, he just likes to hate on me regardless. Pat will send me an inbox at 4 in the morning talking about, oh, the thunder and trouble tide. And then here, this is what I'm talking about. They think it's funny. Funny. Listen to all of them laughing at me, Sports City. They think it's funny. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chef again. And if they don't know, now they know it. Screw all three of them.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the smell.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down.